Today is the 27th of June, 2016, and I'm having a special service at the Pineville House Church. It's Monday evening, and we would like to ask for everyone that hears this time of hymn and psalm sing, and if you would share this with others. We ask a special request for our son Mark. He's been going through a lot, and we don't know what's really going on with his, with his mind. The doctors told us that it's the nature of his disease is degenerative, which means that it's not, the prognosis is it's not going to get any better. But what do doctors know? Jesus Christ is a great physician. At any time, God would want to touch Mark, he could immediately heal Mark and bring him back. We know that. We also know that God does not heal everybody. We went down to the state park at Fort Smith Lake State Park today, and then we went over to a state park called Devil's Den State Park, and I really felt like I was in Devil's Den part of the time, because Mark was really struggling all day long, and I'm not, and we know that the devil can do absolutely nothing without the nod of approval from God, who's sovereign over the devil. But I'll tell you, when you live in this situation, it does become somewhat, I don't even know the word to use, but when you're living with someone who is confused and disoriented, 70% of the time, it can become very, very, can have an effect on a person. So we need your prayers for Mark. We need your prayers for us. And of course, we know that prayers change our hearts. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, now, the first selection has been 273 from the Old School Hymnal. I think this is Mark's selection. One of the reasons we decided to do this is we find that when we sing the old hymns and the psalms, that it helps Mark to be able to focus and get his mind off of all these other things that his mind is working on. So Mark, you have chosen "I Love the Sons of Grace." Do you want to start that?
I love the sons of grace, the heirs of bliss divine, who walk in paths of righteousness and fly from every sin. They will my faults reprove. When heedlessly I err, how do I prize their faithful love, their kind and tender care? They Jesus image bear. How lovely is the sight! They shall at length with Him appear in everlasting light. They love the Father's name, and gladly do His will. They humbly follow Christ the Lamb in righteousness and zeal.
826, Psalm 28.
Okay. In the Psalter, page 26. And Psalm 20, Mark, you want to start that?
The Lord in your distress attend, let Jacob's God exalt you still. Help from the holy temple sent, and strengthen you from Zion's hill. May he your sacrifice regard, and all your offerings in mind. May he your heart's desire reward, fulfilling all he has designed. In your salvation we'll rejoice, in our God's name our banners raise. Oh, may Jehovah hear your voice, let all you ask through all your days. I know now that the Lord defends and saves his own anointed king. From holy heaven answer sent, his right hand saving power will bring. In chariots of most confidence, get on their horse to some reward. But he was the only one defense, the name of God, the Lord Most High. Oh, we are raised in the upright stand, our foes are made to bow and fall. Who's the King, Lord, by your hand, has answered us the day we call.
Okay, let's sing out of the old school hymnal, 41, it's called Preservation. It's taken from 2 Corinthians 4:9. It's taken from 2 Corinthians 4:9. Now in thy praise, eternal King, be all my thoughts employed. While of this precious truth I sing, cast down but not destroyed. Cast down but not destroyed. Cast down but not destroyed. While of this precious truth I sing, cast down but not destroyed. Of the united powers of hell, my soul hath sore annoyed. And yet I live this truth to tell, cast down but not destroyed. Cast down but not destroyed. Cast down but not destroyed. And yet I live this truth to tell, cast down but not destroyed. In all the paths through which I pass, what mercies I've enjoyed. And this shall be my song at last, cast down but not destroyed. Cast down but not destroyed. Cast down but not destroyed. And this shall be my song at last, cast down but not destroyed. When I with God in heaven appear, there shall I him adore. Destroyed shall be my sin and fear, and I cast down no more. And I cast down no more. And I cast down no more. Destroyed shall be my sin and fear, and I cast down no more.
Psalm 98, where the roses never fade. We are going to a place where the roses never fade. We live in a sin-cursed world. We have a lot of things that we have to contend with, briars and thorns and thistles and sickness and disease and all kinds of things. But we're going to a place where none of that's going to exist.
I am going to a city where
the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming, and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never fade. In this world we have our troubles, save concerns are in vain. We'll be free from all temptations where the roses never fade. Loved ones gone to be with Jesus in their robes of white array, now are waiting for my coming where the roses never fade. Here they bloom before a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never fade.
Mark, you have a selection?
252.
252. Yes, okay, you
want to
start that?
Oh, by the darkness of the way, do your sorrows and your burdens fill your heart with dark dismay. Do your toils and tears and troubles grieve your heart from day to day? Does your soul in meditation often long to fly away? Then I'll listen to your Savior as he kindly, sweetly calls. Come to me, heavy laden, I will take your burdens on. Come and take my yoke upon you. Learn of me from day to day. Listen to my loving counsel. I will help you on the way. On the road from earth to glory, many pitfalls will abide. Satan often darkens counsel, and the pitfalls often hide. I will lead you on your journey, in your battles here below. I will guide your feeble footsteps through this vale of sin and woe. Thus the Savior gives his counsel to his children here on earth. For he loves his ones so dearly that for them he gave his life. Then we all should listen to his words of kind and true. Walk with him and seek his presence day by day the journey through. Some sweet day we hope to see him in the home above the sky. Only by his grace and favor we shall see him by and by. Then let's listen to his counsel, for he's in his passage way, and will soon return from heaven then to take us home to stay. Page 4 for the Psalm.
In the Psalm, yeah. The Psalter, page 4. And it's actually Psalm 4. Mark, you want to start that?
Answer when I call, O God, you justifies. In my stress you free me, hear and grace my cries. Sons of men, how long will you my glory share?
Will you love what's worthless? Will lies be your aim? Know the Lord His saints has set apart in grace, and the Lord will hear me when I seek His face. Tremble in your anger, yet from sin depart. On your bed in silence, speak within your heart. May you sacrifice now, sacrifice is just. In Jehovah only, placing all your trust. Who will show us goodness? Many people say, the light of your face, Lord, lift on us, we pray. You have given my heart greater joy by far than when grain and new wine most abundant are. So in peace I lie down, I will rest and sleep, for O Lord, you only will me safely keep.
Okay, the next one we want to sing is 453, Glorious Rest. Glorious Rest. In our journey below, there are times that we know that our names have been placed in God's book, and to follow His lead gives us happier to read. So for proof on His pages we look. Here we hope through His grace we shall look on His face. In the burdens of life are laid down, then to rise with the blessed to a glorious rest, and with all our redeemed wear a crown. Hear the sorrows and tears coming down through the years, see our eyes so to dim on the way that we need His dear grace over these lines to trace, and for this we continually pray. When our work here is done at the set of our sun, and we come to the brink of the grave, how we hope to be clear all our names written there, and to have saving grace to be brave. Here we read in His Word, He will loosen the cord when we come to the end of the way. Give us, Lord, placid peace when our breathing shall cease, as the silence of death we obey. Here we hope through His grace we shall look on His face when the burdens of life are laid down. Then to rise with the blessed to a glorious rest, and with all our redeemed wear a crown.
Mark, do you have another one?
Two ninety-four in the old school memo.
Jesus is our great salvation, worthy of our best esteem. He has saved His favorite nation, Christ alone could us redeem. When in love and sin and ruin, and no helper there was found, Jesus our distress was beauty, Praise thee more than sin about. Pre-election, no right call, is a privilege divine. Saints are kept from final falling, all the glory, Lord, is mine. Let never, Lord, forget thee, faith has walked as children here. We will give thee all the glory, and rejoice with holy prayer.
Okay, 454, and you're going to have to slow down, Mark. We can't keep up with you.
454?
454. Come, dear Lord, I surely need thee in this cold and dreary land. May I feel thy presence near me and the touch of thy dear hand. Savior, hear me when I call thee, and you save me from all fear. Savior, hold my trembling hand, Lord, for I know that thou art near. There are times I feel so lonely in this world in which I roam. It's my home for which I pray, Lord, that I'll anchor safe and home. In that land there is no sorrow, there no foes our souls molest. All is love and joy forever in that home of peace and rest. Savior, hear me when I call thee, and you save me from all fear. Savior, hold my trembling hand, Lord, for I know that thou art near.
Thank you, Lord. It's on Friday.
Oh, Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attend to thee. Hear my cry, my King, my Lord, for I make my prayer to thee. With the morning light, O Lord, thou shalt hear my voice and cry. In the morn my prayer arise, and be constant watch to lie. Truly thou art not a God that in sin doth take delight. Evil shall not dwell within, nor the proud stand in thy sight. Evil doers thou dost hate, liars thou wilt bring to naught. God abhors the man who lies, he of blood or lying God. But in thine abounding grace, to thy house will I repair. Looking to thy holy place, in my fear I'll worship there. Since, O Lord, mine enemies for my soul do lie in wait, lead me in thy righteousness, make thy way before me straight. For they flatter with their tongue, in their mouth no truth is found. Like an open grave their tongue, all their thoughts with sin abound.
Hold them guilty, oh my God, them for all their sins expel. Let them fall by their craft, for against they rebel. God, let all that trust thy care ever glad and joyful be. Let them join who love thy name, for they guarded are by thee. And the blessing rich, O Lord, to the righteous thou wilt yield. Thou wilt compass him about with thy neighbor as a shield.
Well, we'll sing about three more, which will be about 30 minutes. Let's sing 476, In the Valley of Affliction. 476. In the valley of affliction, often dark may seem the day, but there's one who in our trials never forsakes us by the way. Oh, the joy of thy salvation, when from sin and sorrow free, we shall sing the song of glory to the Lamb of Calvary. 'Tis by grace that here we know him, wretched sinners though we be. For 'twas he who in his body bore our sins upon the tree. Then his spirit softly whispers, out from death he set us free, bringing hope that he on Calvary gave his blood for you and me. In the presence of our Father, in the shining courts of God, he is making intercession while we through this journey fly. When we fly, armies of the glory land, out of every tongue and nation, gather jewels to the Lamb. Oh, the joy of thy salvation, when from sin and sorrow free, we shall sing the song of glory, Christ in all eternity.
Mark, do you have another one?
Page 47, when the body is broken to me and it holds to him. I like that song.
Go ahead.
Looking back through the years, I can see my dear Lord as they nailed him that day to the tree. For the love that he bore me, his lifeblood he poured when his body was broken for me. Oh, love beyond human expression, compassion so boundless and free. Jesus proved his great wealth of affection when his body was broken for me. For my sins and transgressions, the dear Savior died. On the cross, but in great agony, nails through hands and through feet, and the spear through his side, when his body was broken for me. Yet forever and ever his great love was lived, when he suffered on dark Calvary, and the curse of the law was forever removed. When his body was broken for me, a love beyond human expression, compassion so boundless and free, he's proved his great wealth of affection when his body was broken for me.
Now, his body was broken, but none of his bones were broken. We know that.
Page 32, 2.8, Psalm 22, 8.
Okay. Now, the Psalter, page 32, and the Psalm is Psalm 22. To all my brothers shall we declare the glory of your holy name. I'll praise you where the people meet. Who fear the Lord will praise proclaim. All sons of Jacob praise his grace. And stand in all Israel's grace. For he has not despised the poor. He has not scorned the wretched state. He has not turned away his face from anyone in trouble great. When any cried to him in grief, he heard his prayer and sent relief. Within the congregation great, I offer praise to that's of light. I'll pay my vows with every fear. The meekly food are satisfied. Who seek the Lord shall hear the Lord. May your heart live forevermore.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing is Psalm 157. Our Father cares. Here our Heavenly Father knows all we need before we ask. Here our Heavenly Father knows and he cares. Here our Heavenly Father sees every sparrow when it falls. Here our Heavenly Father sees and he cares. See the lilies, how they grow, and the beauty they display. He is watching over them, for he cares. When he waters with the dew, lilies raise their heads anew. He will do the same for you, for he cares. When we find ourselves in need, then we to the Father plead. For he is our friend indeed, and he cares. He'll be watching over us when we're sleeping in the dust. And he'll come again for us, for he cares.